A WordPress audit done well takes about a day. Done badly, it produces a 40-page PDF that nobody reads. I've watched both. The 40-page version comes in a binder. The client signs off on it because the binder feels like the money was well spent. It sits on a shelf for a month and then gets recycled. Nothing about the site changes. The one-day version produces three findings, maybe five. Each one names a thing the site is doing badly and what it would take to fix. The client reads it on a Friday afternoon and starts fixing on Monday. One of those audits is a service, the other is a document. I want to talk about what a real WordPress audit is, what it actually is, not what it looks like. The standard goes, hire someone, they spend 2 weeks, you get a thorough deliverable. The thicker the binder, the more thorough the work, the better the value. I don't agree with any part of that.
Christopher, hold on. Before you talk yourself out of selling audits to anyone.
Go ahead.
Clients pay agencies for PDFs because the PDF is the deliverable they show their boss. A binder justifies the spend. A one-page list, even if it's the right one-page list, doesn't justify itself to the procurement committee. You're telling them to accept something they can't defend internally.
That's a real thing. I'm telling them to accept a service instead of a document.
Same money?
Same money, sometimes more.
Why more?
Because the service is harder than the document. The document is sit down, run the checks, write what you found, hand it over. The service is sit down, run the checks, decide which three of them actually matter, and tell the client what they shouldn't do.
Tell them what they shouldn't do.
Yeah, that's where most audits hide. They tell you everything. They don't tell you what to ignore.
Can I push on something?
Please.
You're saying the value is in what you remove from the deliverable, not in what you add to it.
Yeah.
That's an uncomfortable thing to charge for.
It is, but it's the part that makes the audit work.
How does this play out in the actual room? When you tell a client they're getting 5 findings, not 40.
I tell them up front, before they sign anything, I say, you're going to get 3 to 5 things, and they're going to be the things that move your business. The other 35 things you might see in a typical audit, those are real, but they're not where the leverage is. If you want the document version, I'll tell you who does that. I do this.
And they sign?
Most of them. The ones who don't, they wanted the binder, which is fine. They knew what they wanted.
Can I bring something to this?
Of course.
I track audit deliverables across the WordPress ecosystem. I have for about a decade. There's a pattern that doesn't get talked about.
Go on.
The long audits live on shelves. The short ones produce work. I can predict, with maybe 80% accuracy, whether an audit will result in actual changes to the site by looking at the page count alone. 40 pages and up, almost never. Under 5 pages, usually.
80% on page count alone?
Page count alone. The deliverable shape predicts the outcome.
I hadn't framed it that way.
The long audit is structured to feel complete. The short audit is structured to produce action. Those are different goals. The buyer often doesn't realize they're choosing between them when they pick the agency.
Okay, so a long audit is a memorial. A short audit is a prescription.
There's also something about what the audit is doing for the auditor. The long version performs thoroughness, protects the auditor from the accusation of having missed something. The short version requires the auditor to take a position.
The long audit hedges. The short audit decides.
And that's why most agencies ship the long one. The hedge is cheaper than the decision.
It is, right up to the moment the client realizes nothing changed about their site.
Can I ask what one of yours actually looks like?
Sure, I'll give you the most recent. Services site, 8,000 organic visitors a month, contact form completion, stuck around 1.2%. The audit ran 1 day, 4 findings. 1. Mobile LCP at 4.1 seconds. The hero image was loading lazily. Fixed, removed the lazy attribute, added a preload. Dropped to 1.8 seconds within a week. 2. Plugins running on every page that were only needed on the contact and booking routes. Scoped them. Page weight dropped 180 kilobytes. 3. Service pages had no above-the-fold call to action. 6 of the 8 required a scroll before the first book a call button. Added the CTA into the hero block at the template level. 4, object cache was connected but empty, misconfigured, 20-minute fix. TTFB dropped 280 milliseconds.
What did that do to the business?
Form completion went from 1.2% to 2.6% inside 30 days. On 8,000 visitors a month, that's 112 additional inquiries a year. From four findings.
And those four are the ones a long audit might have buried on page 19.
Page 19, or page 31, or never surfaced at all, because the auditor was busy listing 40 things and didn't have time to sort them.
Christopher, can I name what I think is the real thing here?
Please.
It's not about page count. The page count is a symptom. The real question is, what's the audit for? Most audits are sold as, tell me what's wrong with my site. But the buyer doesn't need a list of what's wrong. They need a list of what to fix this quarter.
Yeah.
Those are different lists. The first one is comprehensive, and it's what makes the binder feel thorough. The second one is prioritized, and it's what makes the business change. Most audits answer the wrong question on purpose, because the wrong question is easier.
The audit's value isn't the findings, it's the prioritization. And prioritization is the part most audits skip.
Skip on purpose, because to prioritize, you have to take a position on what matters more than what. And taking a position is what gets the auditor accused of missing something.
Okay, I think you're right about this.
There's a kind of audit that's a document. There's a kind that's a service. The document audit gets paid the same as the service one. It takes 10 times the hours, and it changes nothing about the client's business. The service audit takes a day, produces a short list, and changes the business by the next quarter. I do the service one. I tell clients up front, some of them go elsewhere for the document. That's fine. They got what they wanted.
What about the ones who want both?
There's no both. The point of the service audit is that the prioritization is the work. If I also produce the long deliverable, I've done the work and then done it again. The second pass adds pages, not value.
And the client who insists on both?
Is paying for the document with the service on the side. That's a different engagement. I can do that. I price it accordingly, and I make sure the client knows what they're paying for.
It's the same shape as the contract one, actually. The deliverable shape isn't the work. The work is what changes the site.
Yeah. Three findings. The right ones. Worth a day to find. Thanks for spending the time with us. If you're sitting across the table from a vendor who's quoted you a 40-page audit, the question worth asking is what they'd actually deliver, not what they'd put in the binder. The good vendors welcome that question. This is Sites I've Never Seen. Next time, we get into hosting vocabulary, what Enterprise WordPress actually means once you cut through the tier sheets. Glad you were here.